Oh, we didn't always have control over that, so couldn't it just happen at any time?
What?
Yeah, I told the story once, and that's when we got to that moment with Chino when he was like, "Where'd you had all that beat?"
But no, but yeah, you see, for guys, it's more like even a bumpy train sets me off.
That's crazy.
Bumpy train.
That's crazy. You see the turbulence on the airplane?
Yeah.
Thanks. A bumpy train.
Yeah. What do you know about having a boner?
Yeah.
And you miss your stop because you have nothing to cover it with.
I don't know anything about that. Bro, it's like I said on Twitter the other day. A man says, "What do you know about?" Rest assured, you won't have a fucking clue. I haven't got a fucking clue, G. Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
What are we saying, though?
Is the visuals recording?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yo.
Oh, man.
Quite before the monkey business. Get on normal, man.
Oh, God. You're not saying in?
He's not allowed, man.
I got to pay for my friends to be here then. Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Tom's just telling me. How much is it for you to stay in? £48. Yeah, man, I love you, but not that much, man. Get the fuck out of here before I get invoiced.
Do you know what I can do? Do you know what I can do with a pinky an hour?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Do you know what I can do with a pinky?
What?
In certain areas of London. Fuck it all.
Edmund Green. Have you ever, talked to one? No?
No.
The ones in Edmund, the prostitutes in Edmund Green, they're mad racist. Like you see who they approach. Yeah. And sometimes you're just like, I wish they'd approach me. And I think me and my boys tried to talk to one, not really, but she just wasn't having it. She just wasn't having any talk, conversation. She was like, how much? And then she was just looking
at me. Wait, how old are you at this time?
19.
Yeah, but she'd probably think you're not serious. You're 19 years old as well.
Man are crazy, man.
Yeah. It's one of them
you
ones.
You played enough years of GTA at that point where you're like, yo.
Have you slept with a prostitute?
Listen, that's not deep for an answer. Wait. I'll tell you.
Yeah, but the silence says it all. Otherwise, you just say no.
No.
It's too late. You've ruined it.
No, I literally fucked it.
Got have a bit
you?
Ed.
No, never.
Have you?
Never.
I haven't paid.
Well, man,
I haven't paid.
What?
I haven't paid.
What does that mean, G?
I got drunk, yeah. God, I can't believe this. I got drunk, yeah. and blacked out drunk. No, you know, not blacked out, but then my boy paid for it for me. And
some parts of this story may not be entirely true.
I tell you what. Luckily, I couldn't get up.
So you didn't sleep with her?
So you didn't have sex with her?
She was like rubbing me and stuff. And then it was wasn't working. But as I said before, I did not pay.
You know them prostitutes you do it out of the crib? Out of a house, a hotel or whatever?
No, I do not. But go on.
But they do, innit? When I tell the story or not. Yeah. One of my brethren, I promise, I'm not going to say his name.
Why is it always my friend?
No. I'm not going to say his name because he's one of my closest friends.
He's always my friend and the other day.
And he's probably, the thing is, he's probably going to hear this, innit? So I can't say
his name. Can I check your call log so you speak to every day? And then
of course you can. You're just going to see mummy.
Well, you said you speak to this guy every day.
Text. On PlayStation.
Okay.
Mm. So we've narrowed it down.
Shit,
you have that shit. Listen, I'm sorry, but listen. Anyway, he told me that he went to one of the house or whatever.
It's called a brothel, I think.
Brothel, right? See, I didn't know
that word.
So he's gone there.
Whorehouse.
He's gone there. He's opened. They've opened the door. It was an Asian woman. He said she looked him up and down and said, "No black can close the door."
Wow.
Hey,
no way.
Hey, talking about that, the first time I experienced
no cash, no black.
A real racism moment, I think I was in year eight in the school, yeah. And I remember going up to the ice cream van, man, yeah. Everyone's lining up. And then gets to me now. And the ice cream man, he's Turkish Cypriot. And he was like, "Fuck out of here, you Somalian." Da 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 da. To me.
Yo.
And then he was like, "Yeah, shouldn't you be fasting?" And then I was like,
"Was it Ramadan?"
Yeah, it was.
Look at you, Turkish serving ice cream.
I respect that. I respect that. You're looking out for the Akis.
And then
Turkish serving ice cream.
Bro,
gotta get it.
And then I was just stood there thinking, one, I'm thinking, all right, cool, this is a racist joke where he's gonna give me my ice cream. he dead serious didn't give me my ice cream yet. And I started serving someone
did
next
to you look Somali when you were a kid?
Yeah, like, no, I didn't pay for it. No, when I was younger, like, I was very dark.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, I did look a little bit Somalian. Mm. But, like...
How did you get lighter?
No, do I? No.
Hey, the cake salt allegation.
No. Even like my mum was talking about it. She's like, you've gotten really light over the past like years. And like, you see, when people call me light skin, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not light skin. It's kind of like denial.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
can you put a picture on the screen at this point of the podcast, so people can see what you look like when you were a kid?
Yeah, I will. I'll show you after. You'll have to scroll
charcoal. You.
I just don't know what happened. I think...
You know what it is? Sometimes it happens like that though, because I remember when I was like young, like up until the age of like 7, 8, I was quite light. Then from the age of like 10 to like 14, I was kind of dark. Then I was light again.
Yeah.
And then I've been the complexion I am now based since I've been like 17.
I think
so. I don't know.
I think when you're younger, your skin's just going through a madness. I remember going to school and I'll just have all these spots. Like,
yeah.
I was, maybe I like in school. Everyone's diet was a mess. You go to school at 7 a.m., niggas eating Lucozade and Oreo.
Haribo Tanfastics and Lucozade Sport.
Chips and burger at 11. Nah, 11 a.m.
What was that energy drink, bro? The shit was like 16p, the energy drinks.
The before Boost.
Yeah, before it weren't even Boost, it was something else.
That's crazy.
Emerge.
It was like 20p.
Like 20p or something.
Bro, it's
like that.
20p. You get that and a pack of Haribo Tanfastics, you're set for the day. Yeah. That's what dudes was eating.
I
and
can't
after
relate to this.
Panda Pops?
What was you eating?
Like, I had to eat really healthy stuff. My mum didn't let me have any junk food. I had to take a packed lunch to school.
Oh.
So, and I grew up in Essex. I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
So
and
them
so
fresh
there was
eggs.
No, but there wasn't any, like, you couldn't go chicken shop on the way home because they didn't exist. Oh. So you couldn't go and get.
That's like
junk
a
food.
Proper inner London thing, isn't it?
No,
like
one for
chicken
one.
Shops
I think yeah. Chicken shops, they've looked after man while I didn't have a key for like an hour and a half. Yeah. Just go to the chicken shop, all the guys will be there. It's kind of like a
spot to hang out,
like a childcare place.
Is that a youth club? Look, literally,
yeah,
like a youth
yeah,
club.
Like, yeah. Like you go there, even if you're starving, got no money, you just go there. You see one of your boys eating, you're like, you don't want that.
You don't want that wink.
Yeah, that half-eaten wing, bro. I'd eat anything, bro.
A slice of pizza, though.
I want our introductions not in order because they're gonna watch us and be like, "What's the white woman doing on the podcast?"
Yeah. Okay. So. Thanks for pointing that out. Ta-da! Here I am.
With all due respect.
But wait, what am I doing? I was basically walking along the street outside, and they just dragged me here. So.
Get over here.
I was like, sure, why not?
We're getting to the intros after this. I was talking to my friend, and...
Wait, one second. Ludo's calling me. Yo!
Please.
Yeah,
this
of course.
This is a very professional podcast right now.
Please tell him we're recording.
Okay, yeah, no problem, cool.
Is that who, the one?
Ludo's one of our co-hosts.
But is that the one that you can speak to every day?
No, it's not. Sure. Even if it was, I wouldn't say.
But no, but I was chatting to my friend and she posted up a picture and I was like, that's good milk. Yeah, obviously she's a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, got really, really offensive about it. She was like, please don't refer me as milk. Like, it's proper offensive. Da, da, da. And I was like, my bad.
What about when your ancestors were calling us niggers?
But I was wondering, what is it, say if someone's like to you, like, good milk there, would you be like,
I mean, I'm vegan, so if you said good oat milk, I'd yeah, take it.
Good almond milk.
Yeah, something like that.
You would be like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be that. I personally wouldn't, but I guess everyone has different things that they're like bothered by. I wouldn't be that bothered.
I feel like we're in a time where everyone wants to be offended by something.
Yeah. There's not, then again, you can't.
I kind of get it though, because imagine like a girl DMs you, says, hey, sexy chocolate.
Yes, you don't say that. The chocolate thing is nuts.
The chocolate thing would rub me up the wrong way.
The chocolate thing is nuts.
I think when you're talking about race, it's really different if someone is black versus someone is white, because although you can be racially biased towards like a white person, you can't really inflict racism on them in all its forms, because systemically, we live in a society that where all our systems are racist, and that impacts black people. And not white people. So there's two different things going on. So it is never going to have the same connotation if you call a white person a name versus
word. Yeah. Keep spitting.
No, it's true. It's true. The thing is, what I will say with this, and I had this conversation the other day. I was in the gym and I was having this conversation with this
dude.
Where
all the best conversations happen?
It was in the sauna, actually. That's where the best conversations happen.
You know, there's no cameras, no, there's no wires
something.
Worn.
No, I tell you something, I damn near had a heat stroke because I was in the sauna for like an hour. This guy wouldn't let me leave. Like, we were having this long debate, and guess who it was about? Andrew Tate, because of course it was about Andrew Tate. So I was in the sauna, we were talking, the conversation got to him, we're having this conversation, and this girl who neither one of us knew, like, chimed in. Mm. So it's like me and her, like, tag teaming him, innit? Because he's pro Andrew Tate. And we got to the bit where she mentioned the misogyny and stuff, innit?
Yeah.
And then she was saying things that he said that she feels misogynistic. And then he was like, oh, that's not misogynistic. And I said, look, if we're dealing with, like, groups, whether it's women, whether it's Indian women, whether it's black men, if we're dealing with a certain subsection of society and something is offensive to them, it's not up to someone who's not part of that group to tell them that they can't be offended by it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the milk thing offends you, even if we might not think it's a big deal, it's not our job as black men to say you can't be offended by that. Same way...
It doesn't offend me, by the way.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, if it was to. Same way, I might not be offended by the chocolate thing, but Alex might be, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. But then it's not for... you as a white woman or someone else as an Indian man to then tell Alex, you can't be offended by that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like, what?
I just wanted to tell a story, but...
No, I was just going to say, I made my point.
So I was with my friend, that will not say any names, seriously. But I was in the same facilities as him, and he's having coitus with a lady. And then, so they get to finish, and she goes home. And then... about 15 minutes later, he's looking at his phone like, bear, like, what the fuck? And the girl texts him and was like, thank you for today, my chocolate man. And then
yeah,
he was just like, he's like, why did she say that?
I've got it narrowed down to like two people who I think he is.
Yeah. And he was like, why did she say that? And then he messaged her, why did you say that?
And said, thank you.
Yeah, thank he you, my was chocolate.
Slinging.
And pause. You get the thank you afterwards, yo.
I never had a shorty text me. Yeah, thank
wait,
you.
Wait, wait. What did she say?
She said, it's always been my dream to sleep with a black man.
Yeah, see, that's an issue.
Damn. Yeah,
that's a real issue.
And she was like, my parents always wanted me to be with, I think it was like Romanian or something.
God, I know exactly.
and then she was exactly. she's like, yeah, like I've always wanted to do it. Like my dream is complete. Da-da-da.
Damn.
But that's like a.
That's my
dream. I'm gonna try and say the word with my Invisalign in fetishization of black men.
Yeah.
And I think that's wild. There's a guy, and he's a really cool guy. He's an actor, and he's written a book, and it's called The Problem with My Normal Sized Penis, and it's all about that. And it's a really, really good book, actually. His name's Obi, but I can't remember his surname. But that's all about that. No. And all of the things that he's experienced, and he's experienced way worse than that. Like someone mid-sex saying like the N-word to him, a white person. So
we always had that.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of being fetishized? And no, you've been.
Nah.
Yeah.
Never. If so, it has like, happened, I don't know about
so,
it.
So my one, it wasn't direct. It was, I think I was seeing this Filipino girl and we were just chatting and she just turns to me. She was like, oh yeah, man, I've always wanted to be with a roadman.
Wow.
I looked around in the room.
Like, where is he?
Is this roadman in the room with us?
Like,
hey, that's like, a crazy classification.
And then I was just like, and she kept on going. And I was like, oh, you're talking about me? Like, I was dead serious. Like, I thought she was talking about, like, wanting to be with roadman, like, how she's not fulfilled. And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, yeah, this ain't... It was never going to last more than 2 months, but yeah. It was just like, all right, cool.
2 months?
Did you not... Yo. Did you, like, educate her or have a conversation with her at that point about how she's got, like, racial biases and she's...
I ain't got time for that.
You really fit cover, like, Alex.
Not that it's your job to, but I feel like maybe just calling someone out and telling them they need to go and, like, educate themselves. Because that would obviously, like, if she's doing that with you, that's going to impact... Yeah,
someone else.
Or, like, not that it's your responsibility either, but her whole entire life, like, her whole view. Like, obviously, she's stereotyping black people and she has like racial biases that are impacting how she makes choices, all of that kind of stuff without even
I hear that, but at the same time I just think I don't care enough. It's a bad thing, but it's like I feel like this. I'm more of a if someone's like racist like towards me, I can easily just be like, oh whatever, unless I'm in a very bad mood. That's always said, like if someone walks up to me a nigger, depending on my mood that day, it's either I'm swinging until I get arrested, or I'm just like, do you know what, I'm so busy, I can't deal with it.
The thing is, it's like I've said in the podcast before, if someone does that, I'm going to just let them have it because I'm not going to be sitting in court trying to convince the jury this man called me a nigger while he's sitting there like, yeah, he just
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to draw myself out. Like, sometimes we need to understand like the consequences of our actions, innit? And it's like, cool, he racially abuses you and I hear that. If you want to react that way, cool, fair enough, innit? At the same time, you need to understand that fighting this battle as a black man who's attacked, let's say for sake of argument, as a white man, you're never going to win this battle. Unless you can 100%
video record.
Yeah, 1000% like prove that he called you that, you're never going to win. Because he's going to be sitting in court, like probably selling the injury, telling the jury, yeah, I was walking and he randomly attacked me. And now you're in court looking crazy, trying to convince everyone he called you a nigger.
And,
do you know what I mean?
And also with me, I've realized in life, my communication skills are very poorly. As in, I don't like talking to people as much as people think I like talking. Like, even the other day, like when people that see me out, like they think they can hold like a good reasoning with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I know I got a podcast where I'm talking, but this conversation is killing me.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not even like it's a personal thing. Like, I do it with Moses. Moses was trying to talk to me after something happened. I said, bro, I'll talk to you in 10 minutes. Like, bro,
there's a limit on your social battery.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro. And he kept on asking me. And I was like, bro, give me 10, 15. And or there'll be sometimes in conversations where I just cut out. Like
your batteries run out and you just go zzz.
Yeah, sort of. And it's like, yeah. Like even, I said it before you lot. Go on.
I'll be real with you. The last time, it's going to sound mad, but when I was in a relationship, I was in a relationship for like what, 6-7 months, and obviously I film content all day. I'm doing podcasts, doing live streams, so I'm like talking nonstop for 4-5 hours. This. When I come home, I'm thinking, yo, this is like my peace time, my calm time. Every time I had a phone call, it felt like a conference call or a Zoom call.
Yeah,
and it's
like
it's not even like I hate the conversation. I actually want to have the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's just so mentally, I've checked out already. I'm like, yo, I've used enough words today.
Is that why the relationship only lasted 8 months?
Kind of, yeah. a degree of it was that, you could say. There was many other factors.
I think with me as well, I get the same thing. Like, even on days that we record, I find myself, I don't speak to anyone like 2-3 hours before or 2-3 hours after. Mm. Or even if the worst is when, like, say if I edit and someone wants to talk to me, I was like, bro, I just re-listened to a conversation I just had 2 times. And then it's like,
I just think I can talk forever. Like, I actually, there's no stop to my ability to be.
But I love people like that.
And also, sometimes I will get to the point where I'm like, what am I actually talking about now? But I have that ability to never be able to.
I have that moment in interviews where I can't stop talking. And you know, in your head, you're like, what am I even saying right now? You're just saying random words.
Bro.
I really need this job because I'm broke.
The house.
My bills ain't paid. That's the worst thing about interviews. Like, why do you want this job? Like, be fucking for real, man. Like,
I don't. I want the money. Thanks.
They want to set a dream.
You know what I mean?
Like, you want to be here for years.
I've seen the company is very diverse and it looks very fitting for me. It's like, bro.
Meanwhile,
when the office is white.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my bank account like, yo, if I don't get a job by next week, I'm finished.
You got the loan sharks texting you.
Bailiffs at the door.
That's the worst when you owe people money. Oh, and you're crazy.
You ever niggas owe you money and they're like, yeah, I got you next week.
Right.
But they're here living La Vida Loca, watching their story. They're out.
Yeah, but they say you should never loan money that you want to get back. Like, if you can't afford to not get it back, don't loan it to somebody.
Do you know what? I agree with that. But a lot of the time, like, I don't loan money out like that because I feel like money is one of them things where it's a slippery slope if you're not dealing with the right people, right? Because a lot of the time, people don't even really fall out over money. I feel like people fall out over the principle because a lot of the time, like I said, I'm not going to loan money out unless I can afford to loan it out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I don't get it back, it's like,
principle.
Do you know what you do?
We had like a verbal contract.
Yeah,
where
you know what it is?
I gave you this money with the intention of getting it back.
If
you told me you were going
to
give it back.
But if it's your friend, sorry to cut you. Yeah. If it's your friend, then that means friendship done for me because they've broken your trust, right? Yeah. Like you said, if you've made a verbal contract, but
Do you know what it is? It's communication when you owe someone money. Say if I borrow money off Atlas and I'm like, yo, I get paid in 2 weeks. I'm going to give it to you on the 14th.
Yeah.
You didn't even ask for a date, but I've given it up.
Yeah.
And it comes to the 14th now, you don't hear from me. 15th and 16th.
Yeah.
it's like, all right.
An island is in Barbados.
Yeah, yeah. But then, but if I told him on the 13th, I've got it, but I need to spend it on this. And he says, yeah, it's cool. It's like all right, cool. He checked in with me.
Yeah, it's like friends. Yeah. You come to me and say, yo, look, this is it. Like the thing you have to understand, something, it's like even when I've worked in like previous jobs, so like when I used to working in gyms and stuff, like a lot of time I would deal with accounts, like people's accounts, people are in debt, like they got like, oh, like £200 to the gym, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I'm doing like calls, if someone says to me, like, yo, like my managers will say, you need to collect the money now. If someone says to me, I can pay it next week, I'm gonna say, cool, pay it next week. Then like I understand, bro, life is fucking hard, bro.
Yeah.
Life is hard, like life is really hard. And you don't understand that until you get a bit older and you gotta start paying for shit yourself and you gotta start handling your business. You're like, bro, like sometimes people are just trying to make ends meet. That same £200 you're banging them down for could be the difference between, do you know what I mean? You just don't know people are going for
it. But on that note, can I just say, if you do have a gym membership and you don't use it, cancel it. Just such a waste.
I think there's a lot of membership things I had. I was paying Vodafone £50 a month.
You were paying OnlyFans £50 a month.
Hey. I told you that in private. I told you that.
Hey, reminder, actually, football season's ended. Cancel your BT and your Sky Sports contracts as well.
I still need BT for UFC.
But they'd be bumping you as well because they'd be taking that shit to box office anyway. So
I can't lie, bro. I'm probably just going to be a fire stick team.
My brother's the worst one. For a while, I was like helping him and I was going through his bank statements and I was like, what's this? And he was like, oh,
I don't know.
Some guy came and like knocked on the door for a charity and was like asking me to sign up and I didn't know how to say no to him. So that's that. And I was like, how long have you been paying that for? He's like, it's been like a year. And then it'll be like another thing because he just doesn't know how to say no to people. So he was just like, so salespeople, go just knock on his door. And I think he's got a bit better now. But I was just like, what are you doing? You can just say, you don't have to say yes.
With my one, it was like, Vodafone, I was trying to cancel my contract early. And you know, like, you can't really do it. So they gave me an offer. It was like, you can cancel it now. And I had two phones. I'd never used the other phone. And then £50 a month was coming out of my account for 18 months. And it just got to a point where I was just like, yeah, I need to. I think, again, it's calling up people and cancelling things out. Like, I hate the whole
admin process.
The admin process. You see, people are mad admin-y. Like, I'm not that person. I'd rather. That's why I always like low-key need a lady in my life.
I can't.
Hold on,
that's just saying that was the one benefit of having a lady.
Yeah,
I want a woman in my life. Why don't you get a personal assistant, babe?
Because I've got to pay that personal assistant.
It's like I said, when you got a girl, you've almost got an on-demand photographer as well.
Yeah.
And lit photographer.
Yeah. Women like taking photos, though.
Yo, they love taking photos and they know how to take a good one with a good angle.
The photographer bit, I'm a good photographer. That's like, this is the most unattractive thing that you want. Basically, you want someone to be your mum, but that you can have sex with. Like, that's just not something. Cool.
Whoa, that's so like that.
I took a left turn, boy.
If you want someone to cook for you, clean for you, do all the shit that your mum used to do for you, that's not cool because that's not a balanced relationship.
The only cop out I get, my mum don't cook or clean. My mum's.
Did she do the admin stuff for you?
My mum's an admin person. No, it's not for me anymore.
Like, because you get another woman to do it instead. Do it yourself.
Yeah, no, but it's like, that's the benefits. Like, there's a lot of benefits.
Why is it whenever we get women on here, they just sit here, tell you off?
No. Because you know what it is? I challenge you because I feel like most girls will want to do it because they feel like they're helping you.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're like, you know, I want to
acts of service.
You tell them your acts of service, nigga. And they're like, yeah, I want to help you.
I know the lingo
sometimes
now.
Sometimes it's my love language.
I do get that, but I feel like it's about balance as well, right? Like, and also, I think it's really important to learn how to be self-sufficient. But you're saying like,
no, but that's self-aware.
You said for 18 months you're paying 50 quid a month because you couldn't make a phone call. Yeah. Like, what's that?
But no, but my self-efficiency is more in other ways. Like, I don't need a woman to cook and clean for me. Just email that one brother.
I just want a woman so she can complain at the waiter when they get my order wrong.
Yeah. I need that.
Like, why can't you do that yourself?
Because I want to draw Big Bro out. Like,
that's the worst thing.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm working hard. Like,
yeah, like he's probably had a long day.
You waiting on these tables.
And you know what the worst one is? It's like where you got tomatoes and you said no tomatoes. And she's arguing. He's like, yo, babe, I'll just take out the tomatoes. It's mad cool.
Nah, that's not the point.
Bro's looking stressed. And you're like, bro, like, nah.
Yeah, but the worst thing is when you sit there and complain and then, like, then I would like then say, hey, da, 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 and then you sit there and go, no, 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 it's okay. But you were just sitting there and complaining.
Yeah, do you know what? Sometimes I want to vent.
Yeah.
I want to vent.
You don't actually want to do anything about
it. Like, the thing is, yeah, I'm mad at Big Bro, the waiter.
Yeah.
I'm quite mad at him or the chef. It might even not...
It's never the waiter's fault. Yeah. The food is
wrong. I'm mad at someone, but I don't want to inconvenience you because I'm one customer, might be out of 50. Long day. Like, I feel like with... us men, we understand.
Do you
want to hear something funny? Required. So, me and my mum ordered fans, innit?
Damn, sorry.
What?
Mind, OnlyFans.
He heard.
Yeah.
Only. You and your mum and OnlyFans.
Somewhere in his head, only was forced in there.
Yeah, I was like.
me and my mum ordered fans. We ordered them on Monday. Mm. We paid for next day delivery. They arrived on Saturday. But listen to me, yeah? Anyway, yeah. They were supposed to come on Tuesday. They emailed me saying we're going to deliver it the day after. Then on Wednesday, they did the same thing for Thursday. Then on Thursday, they emailed me and were like, yo, they texted me and were like, yo, we couldn't deliver it. Please call this number. So I've called them Thursday morning and I've had a chat with the woman. She's like, we can't deliver it until Saturday. Right? Now, my mom's fuming.
So you said like, refund the delivery?
Yeah, they didn't charge me for delivery. Because... Okay. They should refund me for delivery, but it's like a few pounds. I wasn't. This is the thing with men. See, I was like, it's whatever. It's a few quid. My thing was like, we're in this house, like melting.
Yeah.
You get me? We're waiting for these fans to come. So what happened was the reason why they didn't deliver it on the Thursday is because when the bread got to the block, he couldn't find my house. That's what he put in the system. Like, couldn't find house. That's what the woman told me in the head office, innit? So she rearranged the delivery anyway.
I think they lie about that, by the way. But carry on.
Probably. Yeah. But the funny thing is. When they arrived on Saturday, mum answered the door and I can hear her having a go at the delivery driver. So I've gone and I was like, it's not even the same driver. Yeah. Why are you having
he's
a go at him?
The brunt of it.
Like, why are you having a go at him? It's not even the same driver. And she's sticking it on him. And he's just, that's what it is. I think he kind of wanted to say something. When he saw me, he was like, ah, shit.
But that's the thing though. It's like, sometimes it's like, you can't get to the root of the problem, so you just like, don't stick it on the guy who's just
but wait, you don't have to be horrible to that person, but they're like, I always say, like, I know it's not your fault, but this is the situation and it's actually your job as role is like customer services, so it's your job to like resolve the problem for me and be the middleman. So I'm not going to be horrible to you, but I'm going to tell you what the issue is and I'm requiring you to sort it out. That's what you're being paid to do. And also, if I've paid for something, but if I've paid for something and it's not, I don't get what I've paid for, then you need to sort it out.
The thing is, you're 100% right. But I think it's just like, it's a manly thing of just like,
I've got it.
The worst thing is when you got it now, like all my problems have gone because I've got it now. And it's like, but like, I don't know, I can't explain it. Women just want blood. Like,
you don't want a small inconvenience to ruin the whole experience, should we say?
Yeah.
Whereas women will go,
like, if we're in a nice restaurant, you get me, and it's like, okay, there's tomatoes on my whatever. It's not the end of the world. Like,
yeah, but then you just get them to make you another one without tomatoes, and it's
I'm hungry.
I can't wait for the other one to be made. I just want to eat now. Is this?
You not share food?
Guys or the like.
Define share food, like, can she pick off my plate?
I'm a person like that. I ain't stingy.
Who has like, nah.
Nah, that, it depends though.
Is it an episode of Friends? I literally watched it yesterday.
Joey.
Nah, because you know what it is? I'll always share food, but it's a thing where I'm always, let's order everything.
Yeah.
And that way there's no need for all of this.
Yeah.
But if it's, nah, I don't want to order that. And then when my shit comes, it's, you want to start picking
up.
Then it's like, you're taking a piss now. Now you want to test to see how much you can take off me. And it's the classic thing. Give them an inch, they want to take a mile. And women always want to see how many miles they can
take. Andrew Tate, get in his bag, nigga! Get in his bag!
I'm going to do a show with him, man.
This nigga hates women.
He said, I got something to say. He said, hey, I got something to say.
I've been waiting on
just,
this moment.
Just so you know, I am a woman.
I'm so sorry.
I can see the vein popping out his...
Nah, man, I've lived this experience too many times.
No, but I understand it is a bit frustrating when your food's busting. You know when your food's busting where you don't even want to give someone a little slice.
I'll never forget the mac and cheese, bro. Like there's a steak and company. I ordered the mac and cheese and I was like, yo, I know the mac and cheese here. Bang. So I said, yo, we should both get one.
Yeah.
Nah. I just want the steak, my chips, da da da. I was like, you sure? Listen, let's get everything. No. Cool. mac and cheese comes. Now, you know when you do the snap? Hey, right, this is massive. Now I'm telling the whole world this is
she's that's your fault. Like, now she's that's your fault. Like, you put her on French Street. What do you want
to do? I've had that.
She just tasted it. Been like this.
I've come to this restaurant to recommend this to you. Yeah. You didn't want to listen. But now I'm sharing it with the world and they're responding to the story.
I've had the exact.
Let me get some of that. And now it's like,
I've had the exact same thing. Yeah.
But then why don't you just order another one? You could just order another one.
I did anyway. But it's the inconvenience of now we finished the food. Now I have to wait 10 minutes for that to come and watch you eat that by yourself.
My one was in Honest Crumble. It was like a crumble place. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get the apple. They do like the apple sauce and you can fill up the crumble as much as you want. Or you can do 50% apple, 50% crumble.
How do you like your crumble?
Huh?
How do you like your crumble?
Like 30% apple sauce or whatever it is and 70% crumble.
That's a lot of crumble.
I'm a crumble man.
I've clocked black, but you feel like a lot of crumble.
That's
why we all have fucking high cholesterol and diabetes.
Custard, yeah.
Heavy custard. Yeah.
But I need 50-50 split.
Yeah, but no, it's too much sauce.
50-50 split. Yeah. I need that custard.
Yeah, I think like 50% fruit, then 50% crumble.
I need that custard. Is that custard? Oof.
Yeah, I'm a crumble.
70-30 is not it.
So much crumble.
No, but hear this now.
I'm willing to go 60-40. Nah, 70-30 is nuts.
Hear this now, yeah. My one's busting. Like, I even got the, what's the biscuits?
Biscoff.
Yeah.
Biscoff crumble.
And she went and got the normal thing, and she's like, "Oh, this is dry." And I'm like,
"I'll tell you something about Biscoff. I don't know when they started selling the spread, but I was told
that's greedy.
The first lockdown was so horrible for me, and I put on 15 kilo. But
what, you just eating that out with a spoon?
I was just about to say that. Yeah. That wasn't the only reason.
Risky,
but it was one of the. Literally, we used to play Monopoly. Me and Amanda play Monopoly from like 10 p.m. On PlayStation.
Just a job.
So from like 10 p.m. to like 4 a.m. Monopoly. I'm sitting like this, just playing Monopoly, like with like two jars of me.
Crunchy as well, isn't
it? No, smooth.
Oh, I get the crunchy. Just life changing.
Eating it. I was living life so wrong, but that Biscoff spread is gorgeous.
I wanted to ask you like a question. I was talking about it with you. We was all talking about the whole solo trips as going to a little solo holiday.
Yeah.
You ever had one?
Yeah. Got one coming up.
Oh, well, by yourself.
My birthday, solo, yeah.
Is it solo, as the woman
that's not
meant to be there?
Solo.
So, yeah, I was having this discussion, and I was like, solo trips are, like, talking about being in a relationship and wanting to go on a solo trip. And I was like, I couldn't explain it to her. It was like, why wouldn't you want to go away with your girlfriend? And I was just like, it's that going away with a partner, it's a lot of stress.
Sorry to cut you off. Would you be offended if you had a boyfriend? You have a boyfriend?
No.
If you had one, would you be offended if you wanted to go on a solo trip?
No.
That's the thing.
I think it'd actually be quite a good idea. Like, depending on what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was going, like, maybe Miami to throw a couple dollars up in the strip club, I might have something to say on his own.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really positive experience. I do loads of solo travel. I've done, like, a trip this year. I went to Mexico and Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Went for, like, 2.5 weeks.
What would you say is your favourite place?
What, to go?
Or favourite places, a few of them.
What, on my own?
Yeah.
Well, I went travelling for 10 months on my own in South America.
Oh, shit.
So I did like Brazil, Argentina, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia. So I've done loads of stuff.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to South America, but it's just like,
I'll get kidnapped.
I had a friend who did that. She only did 3 months.
I was having a conversation. If I go to Brazil and someone says to me, I'm drunk, you want to come to the favelas? I'm saying, yeah.
I went to the favelas.
Yeah, and I know I'll probably do something stupid where I get in trouble, but I can't help myself put myself in danger. Like, whenever I go away by myself, I just need to do the most stupidest thing. Like,
yeah, maybe don't go away by yourself.
I get it. But that's the thing.
You're not
but like,
home turf, so you're
you're in somewhere that you know is potentially really dangerous, and you've got like when I was in Brazil, I was in Rio for Carnival, and so it was like really busy. There's obviously like millions of people there. And the only people I met who got robbed, who got into any trouble, were people who just got really drunk and put themselves in stupid situations people were going to take advantage of you're walking along the street out of your face with your phone in your hand or wearing jewellery or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's just silly. And same thing could happen to you here.
Yeah. But the thing is, touch wood, I haven't had any problems doing any shenanigans. Like, I've always said it. Like, my mum always says it. She's like, no matter what situation you're in, you always seem to just like worm your way out. And I was like, yeah. I think I told a story in Bali when they were like, don't get in the cabs, like the local cabs, because they'll basically drive you around the corner, take all your luggages and rob you. And I got off that little boat and asked my man, how long is it going to take me to drop me home? He said 4 hours. Went to the Dega Dega man. He was like, I can drop you home in an hour and a half. Now I'm thinking, I just want to get home and sleep.
Yeah, but do you have all your luggage and stuff on you at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he was like, yeah, come with me. Gave him all my luggage, everything. And then now he's done like a switcheroo. He's like, nah, I ain't dropping you. Someone else is dropping you. I'm like, yeah, man. I said, yeah, I fucked up. Like, and then bro, this 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid comes up. He's about, say, 4'11". Like, he's very small. Jumps into, like, a 4x4 car, telling me to get in. I'm thinking.
You got in.
Yeah.
All right, bro, once I make a stupid decision, I'm locked in.
Stick to it.
I'm locked in.
See it through.
So then I'm there now, and this man has pulled his seat, the steering wheel, and he's there, yeah. I'm like, this guy can't drive, surely. And the girl I'm with now, she's crying her eyes out. She's like, you're an idiot. Why are you bringing me here? And I tell people, like, when I've got her through, like, a crazy moment, I'll fall asleep. I get so, like, jittery. I fell asleep on her. Woke up. This poor woman's in tears. She's, like, hitting me. She's like, you're such an idiot. We're driving through rice fields in the dark. And the guy just stops. He's like, you're here. I'm like, where's here? And then he's like, just get out. And because of, like, the language barrier, he couldn't be like, oh, yeah, like, we're here, blah, blah, blah. He just said, get out. I'm thinking, I step out, just rice fields. I'm thinking, this is it. Like, I'm done. And then out of nowhere, one of the hotel owners drives along and he picks me up to drop me. A hotel was staying in the middle of nowhere in Ricefield. And I was just like, see?
What happens when you trust me?
You're a gaslighter because she had every right to.
That genius idiot moment, yeah. Like, gotcha.
But I was stressing, like, out of my, like,
You fell asleep.
You were so stressed you went to sleep. Yeah. Brilliant.
Because what am I going to do? Like, even on planes, yeah, you see, when the turbulence, that's my time to log out. Like,
I find that quite relaxing, though.
The turbulence.
Yeah.
You see when there's...
I haven't been in it when it's really, really bad, but I've been through, like, quite a lot.
I flew through a storm in Bali. And there was lightning, everything. You see when, like, turbulence is, like, you got a little turbulence and you get to the point where it's been, like, 4 or 5 minutes of nonstop. You're like, yo, like, why is this plane not moving? And, yeah, just had to... You know, get my rest on that, lower that, because I can't do anything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's out of your hands. That's why, yeah. I quite like being on a plane. Like, I've got a 10-hour flight on Wednesday. Well, it's longer than that because I've got another flight afterwards. But again, it's like everything you can't use. Like, well, you can if you get Wi-Fi, but I don't get Wi-Fi, so I don't use my phone. Like, completely check out, and you're just suspended somewhere in the air, right? Like,
yeah, like if it. And I've always said, if there's a plane crash, I'm surviving.
The thing is.
I'm surviving.
How?
Somehow.
Hey, I just feel it.
You're floating.
I just feel it in my body.
Positive mental attitude, that is.
The thing is, percentage-wise, planes are the safest mode of transport.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in terms of the amount of people who fly, the amount of people who, like, die or get injured, it's the safest.
There'll probably be, like, 2 or 3 a year. Not even two. Well, yeah, 2 a year.
There's probably, like, ones we don't hear about.
Yeah.
But in terms of percentage of people who fly and percentage of people who get injured or
I'm talking, like, plane crashes where, like, everyone's dead. Like, that happens.
But think about
apart from you, and then think you just about like
it, right? If
let's say one plane crashes a day. That's like 150 people, give or take.
Yeah.
How many people die in car crashes every day?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. But I know
probably more than 150 a day worldwide.
It,
yeah.
Well, of course, yeah, worldwide. Yeah. But it is. You're right. It's the safe. I think it's like the safest mode of travel. So
just going back to solo travels, though, do you like enjoy traveling with your partner?
No. Absolutely not.
Do you?
I mean, I haven't had a boyfriend for like 4.5 years, but when I did...
Previously, yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah?
No. So I've never actually been abroad with a woman, but me and my ex used to city hop a lot. And I used to love it.
Yeah, I always find it's almost like the biggest test of a relationship.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mini glimpse into what it's like moving.
You know what it is?
Living together.
Have you ever lived with a woman?
No.
Have you lived with a woman?
No.
Have you? Apart from your mum's, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
best woman ever.
Yeah, she's great. Nah, sometimes I'll be looking at my mum. I was like, you know what? my dad's stuck through thick and thin. Because you're actually not a good person sometimes.
Nah, you're
and, I tell her this, there was one argument that I'm having, and my dad's going in because he's got the right. She messed up about like someone of the counts, and like, my dad's like, yeah, like, got her. Like, there's not many moments he'll have her in an argument, because my mom's very witty with her, knows how to worm her way out.
Yeah.
It's like, I got her. And my mom goes, don't shout at me, you know I'm gonna cry. Yeah, my dad just shut up. And I was just looking at her. I was like, you're so horrible.
Emotional manipulation, like, 101, that is.
I said, you're so horrible. Like, why are you doing this to my man?
You're watching him get broken down. Yeah, like,
my man's wrong.
You ever see when your superhero is not your superhero anymore? Like,
the kryptonite.
I said, I thought the world of you, dad. No, but now going back to it, now I've been away with like three different women, and I have enjoyed it, but it's the whole what I think a vacation is, and I call
cool, vacation. Are you American?
Vacation, holiday, vacation.
So you any? Do you say vacation?
Not really.
I say vacation.
It's American.
Yeah. Oh, but it's still a word, right?
Okay, go for it.
It's still a word. But
I
no,
don't
but
know what you meant?
No, but I'm saying like a vacation, it. Like as in like it's a break. Like I ain't doing nothing, pretty much. But
that's
like
my idea.
Yeah, but then like when you go away, they want to go to that random touristy spot and take pictures. Where I'm just like, why am I looking at a brick wall?
The only thing I've heard from like niggas who've been on vacations and that. Is
see vacations, but I know, but niggas said vacations, but I can't say vacation.
No, but that's different.
Vacation is different.
Women be waking these niggas up early, 9 p.m. like jail. Wake up,
bro. It's not
have
even
a shower. Let's get on. It's like I feel like if you're on, yeah, I feel like if you're on holiday, sleep in.
Yeah,
wake up whenever you want.
But you know, can I just say this is about guys. Communication and setting expectations before you go on holiday with someone.
I've had this. So I was like to this girl, we was away for like 3.5 weeks. I'd never forget this day because I flipped out on her. Yeah. I was like, there's going to be a point in time where we're going to need our own space, as in like a day just for ourselves. And I remember we woke up in the morning. I was like, yeah, this is going to be the day. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm doing like my day off is just like walking around, chatting to like local people. She said, cool. Bro, I went on the walk for 10 minutes. She messaged me. I'm bored. I said,
go do something.
Go do something. And she was like, let me come on the walk with you. I'm like, all right, cool. But we're literally just going to be walking. She comes, walks with me. 20 minutes later, I'm bored. I don't want to do this anymore. I said,
ain't no one asked you to.
Yeah. And then the worst thing as well, I'll never forget, I was just walking and experiencing random things. Some guy was lowing his moan, yeah? And he was like, wait there, I'm going to show you something.
Said lowering his mourn, man.
Lowering his mourn.
Full American, you know.
Lowering his mourn.
You said lowering his mourn.
Mowing his lawn.
I'm a mess. You know I'm a mess. But then, so he was like, let me show you something. Guy drew like a lovely heart for us, yeah. And I'm like, ah, I took a picture of it. It was dead. Yeah. But he took his time.
And she was like.
She was looking at it like it was a piece of shit. Like, and like, for real. And
women are not good people. I'm sorry, man. Come on, man.
Because that's what I feel like is you say, yeah, it's like meant to be about communication. And I swear to you, you will communicate clearly.
Yeah.
I'm here to relax. Let's chill. I don't want to do nothing. I want to lay in. But they will have an itinerary locked in that they want to do. And it's almost like I'm like, yo, my girl was the same thing. Has these plans. And I'm like, you can do them, some of them, on your own. It's like an experience for yourself. Don't want to do it. And I'm like... But now you're fucking up my holiday.
But wait, did you have this conversation before you left and
before,
said...
on the plane, after.
Right, okay,
communication don't always
maybe,
work,
I think
what I'm saying.
Also,
communication is...
Hey, do you know what? Yeah, I heard something.
But that's why, when you find somebody who's like on the same kind of page as you, who wants to do the same kind of things as you, who's like your like best friend, that's when it's really good fun. Because you can go to a club together, you can chill together, you can do whatever. But I go, when I'm on holiday, unless I'm hungover, I get up really early and go to the gym. Like I'll be up at 6 a.m. I'm really excitable when I'm on holiday as well. So I'll just leave the room. And if, like, when I was with my ex-boyfriend, I would leave him there if he didn't want to come with me and let him sleep.
Every holiday I've been on, I've had argument. Like, the plane ride back is always a sulky one.
Someone said it. Gay niggas don't be arguing. Like, male relationship, they be having the time of their lives.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Trying to say, hey, trying to say something.
You finna go away, big bro?
Relax. Just see, I said solo trip.
Maldives, me and Fuad. One room, the love room.
Head on together.
Oh, at least you could both lay in together and do nothing, and you'd be happy.
Oh man,
insane.
But yeah,
God, these niggas is insane.
But no, yeah, it's like, but yeah, it's one of those things where the communication, you obviously do it, but they have like a different. I always said, like, in a woman's head, you'd be telling them things, and they're just like ignoring you and making a whole different world.
It's like Simpsons where the monkeys playing cymbals in front of his head.
Ding,
like,
ding,
they're looking at you, but they're not listening. Like, they're not really listening. They're not like.
Oh. And
well, I don't think you can say all.
No, we can't say all.
You know, we can't say that.
Yeah, it's just easier to say all.
I hear what you're just to say women in general. But I think, I don't know, I think you've got to find someone who's on the same kind of page as you. And also someone who's independent and understands. Because I feel like I'm 40 in 10 days or something like that. And I think when I was in my early 20s, if I'd been on holiday with my boyfriend at the time and he'd been like, oh, I want to go and spend the day on my own, I would have, in my head, interpreted that as, you don't want me, I'm now going to be offended at that time.
Yeah.
But that's because I wasn't as confident and as like, I didn't have as much self-esteem, I wasn't as self-assured, I hadn't done as much work on myself. So I feel like, you know, as people grow and like become more self-aware and become more self-confident, and then all of that starts to change. Yeah. You know, like there's nothing, like you said about if I had a boyfriend, would I mind him going on a solo holiday? Yeah. No, I want you, like, go live your life, do your thing.
You understand now what peace that would bring him.
Really, and for me too, like I love going and I do like 10-day silent retreats. I do like, so imagine that. Would you be able to be silent for 10 days?
Nope.
No way. I got 10 minutes.
I was that guy in school where I just had to say what's on my mind. I got to get off, like, because it disturbed me. I can't have that thought in my head.
But I think that'd be good, you know.
10 days.
I think I could do that. 10
days.
Not 10 days, probably. I reckon I could do like 4 days.
How do them silent retreats work?
So it depends there's loads of different silent retreats. So there's like a lot of people, when you talk about 10-day silent meditation retreats, they'll think of Vipassana, which is like, I think it's Buddhist meditation. It's a lot to do with breathing, but the one that I did is not like that. So there's a huge element of meditation. So you do, I think you do about 6 hours of meditation a day in different like split up sections. There's two lectures a day, which are really informative and all around spirituality, but it's like the mystic side of every religion. So they take like stuff from everywhere. And then at night, there's like a Q&A. So you can write down questions and whoever's leading the retreat will answer them. And it's like, it's just such a brilliant time because you, like you're saying, like when you think of something, you normally speak it, like that energy, because thoughts are energy, right? You normally just get rid of them by speaking and you can't do that anymore.
No, you're thinking
like it's mad what happens. And you're interpreting loads of different stuff. You can really tune into like your internal dialogue. It's really an interesting experience.
I was going to say, what's that like when you first speak again after 10 days? Because that must
be
mad.
It's a really emotional experience, like for a lot of people as well. Because you're doing like all of the meditation. There's like different focuses. And the meditation that this particular, it's a yoga school do, is like focused on like opening your heart space essentially. So it's a lot. So it's... Yeah, a lot of people, it's just like super, super emotional. And it's just really peaceful. Like you become really, because all you can do is write. So you can't have your phone. You can't read. You can't listen to music. You can't do anything. You just do the activities that they've got planned for you. And you can write. That's it.
Nigga like me, I'll just be drawing all day. I'll be in my bag.
You can draw as well. Yeah, so you can have paper and a pen. That's it. They cover mirrors. Like the whole idea is you're not even supposed to look at other people.
Oh, even yourself?
No, not yourself either. Like, you
can
work out. Yeah, there's yoga involved. You can work out, but I think it's like it's a detachment from your physical appearance as well, and the external world, and a real focus on the internal world.
But so, I think my thing is, I had a question. You see that thoughts are energy, bro. What is that voice in your head? Where does it come from?
The inner monologue, That inner monologue. You know, apparently not everyone has it though.
Huh?
There's like a percentage of the world that don't have an inner monologue.
I was like, so I'm guessing.
Verify that.
So I'm guessing.
Some people don't dream as well.
I thought everyone dreams, it's not everyone
they
remembers
just
don't
it.
Remember it. Some everyone, people say they don't dream.
But they don't remember it.
I don't remember my dreams, but I dream. I know I dream. Like, I go to sleep, I know. But some people say they don't recall ever seeing anything.
I remember my dream last night was crazy. I was on Love Island with Ruchi.
You're killing me.
Bro, for no reason. And it was just like, so I told you about my Greg's dreams. Like, my dreams be mad vivid. Aye. Like,
Do you lucid dream?
8 hours.
Like, are you aware in your dream that you're dreaming?
Yeah, I've lucid dreamed before, the scary ones. I had like a...
Oh, when the hag's sitting on you. You got to throw a shot at your bed, at your door.
I know that one.
That's how you stopped. So basically...
Oh, that's like the vampire.
So it's called the hag, innit? Yeah. You know when you get that feeling when someone's sitting on you?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The
hag. Right, yeah.
My so one... What you do is you throw a salt at your door. So when she gets into your room, she has to pick up every kernel of salt. By the time she's picked it up, you've woken up.
But my one was like, I've had one where I felt someone spooning me and it got real scary. Like, you see when you wake up and sleep paralysis, yeah?
Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. And I felt someone... Like, you see when, like, your girl comes into Big Spoon and they, like, shuffle over, yeah? It was doing that. And, like, for a good 2-3 minutes, I couldn't move.
I want to say something crazy. It was, yeah. But you know how I said I sleep on my front, innit? I don't even want to finish it.
Continue. land, big man. I want to see where this goes.
No, you started it.
You know, you when sleep you on your front. You know when you say something without thinking about it?
His boot up in the air.
I said the first sentence, then I said the rest of it in my head, and I said, you know what, I'm not saying it.
you can figure it out. His boot in little. You see when you're helping. Take off the underwear.
My friend has orgasms in her sleep.
Huh? Say what?
She does. She has orgasms in her sleep.
How?
And I've had dreams where, like, I've got really close to having an orgasm, and then I wake up, and then I'm frustrated. Then
I'd be mad as hell.
Yeah, bro.
Ain't everywhere dream like that though.
Have you had wet dreams as like?
Yeah, I've
like,
had one wet dream in years. Do I?
I've had.
I feel like I thought a wet dream was like you're almost about to engage in something, and then right before it happens, you wake up.
But I think a male orgasm is different to a female orgasm anyway, right? Well, I don't know. I've never.
You look like spazzing out.
But I've experienced a female orgasm. It depends who you are and what your response is to orgasm. Some people might not spaz out, but thanks for that. I'm not sure that's basically the correct term either. But yeah. Thanks for that.
Relax. There's an episode of Black Mirror when the guy had the
my dick ain't even that good.
You've seen a few ads. The episode of Black Mirror when the guy had the hat and he could feel what the patriot
was doing.
And then he started using it for sex.
He had like a
knot in his neck, innit? It was like an electronic thing. And he had like this hat and he put on his patients who couldn't describe how they were feeling.
So he would
put it on them, then he'd be able to diagnose them through that. But niggas started using it for the nefarious thing, innit? So he's taking it home with him now. And what he's done is
put
the hat on his girl.
Yeah.
And obviously when they're having sex and she's orgasming, he can feel it.
That's what I've always wanted to know.
Here, man.
I've always wanted to know what it feels like for a woman, like low key. Like, I don't know if I should say pause anything, but you wanted, like, you see it and be like, yo, if I was to not say some women can have an orgasm, I don't know what the time limit is, but it's not like, us, man, we nut, and it's like,
ugh. No, but
then with women it was like, it's
wait, why did you make it sound like that?
Fucking hell!
But to be fair, I've been with guys before that will have a proper like. Crowd like a bear, and that was just really weird, and that was the end of that. But people where their bodies convulse when
that's
they
demonic almost.
Yeah, that was just a really weird
like
thing.
A bear.
Like an actual animal. It was really crazy. Scary.
I can imagine that's crazy.
No, but you would forgive him if it was a one-off. Like,
no, I didn't wait around to see if that would ever again.
Once you do some wild shit like that, that's a riot, man.
I didn't have sex with him. He didn't come via sex. And also, I wasn't that sure about him to start off with. And then when that happened, that was the end of that. That was never going to be the same. Done. Finished. Over.
Right off.
But I feel, I don't know. I think women's orgasms are very different to males' orgasms. But also, women can be really good at faking orgasms. So,
yeah, you know. I think I realized when I was first starting having sex, I was like, I've been sold a dream a couple times, and like when you get your first orgasm, you're like, oh, like this is real kind of thing.
And their face is like their eyes.
Wow, like, should I call the police?
Are you okay?
You ever see one and you know she's kind of almost faking it just to end the session?
Yeah.
I ain't telling myself that.
I ain't telling myself that.
Wow, what are you doing?
You know what the worst thing is when it's the noise that they make. Like, they'd be screaming.
Overzealous.
Yeah, and you'd be like, nah, my dick ain't that strong, like... just tone, like, you just want to be like, just tone.
I hear
down.
It. I hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you know what?
They're trying to make you feel good.
Good.
Yeah.
And as women, we are taught to be like performative, and it's important, and being us orgasming and making a man feels good, makes us good at sex. So but you know,
I think I'm in that position of life. I'd rather like a woman just tell me like, "Yo, that was whack."
But then you need to give them permission to do that, because some women would have had experiences where they've told someone,
and a man's,
and then
wild
their ego's
out, yeah.
hurt, and then like it all spirals out of like, control, and people actually really do that.
Like I told you, like when that girl rolled over to me, and she was like, "Nah, not it," and I was like, but I was a bit confused because I was like, this is one of my better performances. And then,
that's crazy.
Then she opened up.
You put the work in.
Yeah. But then she opened up to me and she was like, to be honest, like I'm a lesbian and I just wanted to know what it felt like to be with a guy. And she was like the passions are not there. Like, and then I was like, yeah, like, she was like, yeah, and it was quite quick. And I was like, damn, I was like, I put in work for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, can I just say that? That's because, like, I think with lesbians, they do so much foreplay, because that is the, like, I'm not saying that's the best bit, like penetration is obviously good, but foreplay, like all that lead up is so important. Like you can get someone to a point of like being so turned on that they could have an orgasm with the, like with foreplay. And I think that's where like a lot of girls will be like, oh, it takes me ages to come, and it's because A, they might not be relaxed in the first place, and B, you're not putting in the work. Yeah. Like that's it.
Wrong woman game right there.
Yeah. But
game. Hey, free game. Hey. Free game courtesy of Ibsen Tapes.
Hey, you see niggas at home like rewinding it.
Yeah,
slow this down, write this down.
What'd you say?
6 marks for that right there, bro.
Turn on mic up.
Show you're working out.
They can just watch In Bed with Clara, because there's loads of stuff on
there. Yeah, I've been peeping game.
Good tips and tricks.
No, I mean, but I've always said like,
tips and tricks for all.
Hey, sometimes with like the foreplay is just like, you ever just get like,
it's the best part.
It is a very good part.
It's the best part.
It's it's a great part. I wouldn't say it's the best part.
It's the best.
The best part. Sometimes I would prefer foreplay only. Sometimes.
Only, nah, niggas be getting blue as hell. Nah. I need to pay off.
Hey, a lazy Sunday. I got the game on in half an hour. Come on, man.
I've always said, yeah.
Some cams is waiting for you at the studio. I ain't got
Maya was just chilling.
Hey, I ain't got time for the full session.
Hey, sometimes.
Hey, he gets the job done.
You just want to sit there and get milked, right? Just a good milking session.
I can't explain it. And vice versa, I'm sure they prefer that way sometimes.
Cab and Maya were just like, where you at, nigga?
One sec, I'll be there.
Oh shit, he's all got Lies texting him. That's funny, man. That is fucking funny.
Nah, man. But on that note, man, let's
Shit.
Oh, you like actually idiots.
That is funny, man.
When will we grow up, man? Jesus
Christ. Hey, wait, did you even do an intro?
Sometimes.
I tried to segue into one and it just.
Yeah, sometimes, man. It is what it is on here, man. We're unprofessional.
Well, why don't you just do the intro at the end and you can edit it and put it in
the beginning. Nah, man. I gotta give it to them raw.
Wait, you're gonna do
the intro at the end.
And that exit, bro, it happens like majority of the episodes where we just forget that.
We stopped doing intros after the 15th episode, I would say.
Because usually.
And we just kind of do this sporadically.
But what if you have a guest? You just don't introduce them. Just let people guess.
Yeah.
What I will say is that recently we don't really have new guests anymore. Like you're the first new, new guest in a while.
We usually have like friends.
We usually just have like Fuad on or Moses, or we have the same guests.
So it's not really a professional, I should have warned you. It's not really a professional setup over here, man. It's just us just being us. Do you want to do the intro for the start?
What, me?
Yeah.
Are you going to edit it and put it at the beginning though?
Yeah, I'll put it there.
He's not. He's going to put it. He's going to just put it in. look what we made this dickhead do. Got to do it.
I hate women with a high IQ.
we've only ever had 2 women on here, but I'm going to say to you the same thing I said to the other 2. Thank you for doing this, because you really didn't have
to. Yeah, you really didn't have to.
And you've given some good insight.
So thank you for coming on the podcast. We appreciate it. It's always good having a woman's perspective on here. But no, seriously, thank you for coming on.
No worries.
It's a pleasure having you. And yeah.
Great. I've learned a lot about you.
Hopefully.
Anyway, listen, like, share, subscribe, use the hashtag AOTPod. What else we got?
Love and peace, man.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for Fuad for coming along, man. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I'm an honorary champion.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, guys.